Welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. I'm Courtney, your taco-loving, powerlifting, sun-soaking host, serving you bite-sized audio bits of all things nutrition, training, mindset, and some real and definitely relatable life experiences without the Instagram filters. Let's dig into today's episode. Strong friends, welcome to episode 53 of the Courtney for Life podcast. 8 tips for self-care. I feel like more and more we see self-care showing up, almost like it's becoming a buzzword on social media. And memes these days basically call everything self-care. Go to the spa, that's self-care. Take a day off work, that's self-care. Eat an entire pizza, that's self-care. Put on an exfoliating mask and binge on 11 seasons of Modern Family, that's self-care. Light a bag of poop on fire on your neighbor's porch, that's definitely self-care. Self-care is a practice of taking an active role in protecting one's own well-being and happiness, in particular during periods of stress. I made a wonderful list of tips on how you can manage and practice self-care. So if you can, go grab a pen and paper and take notes, because these 8 tips are good. First up, stress management. Seemingly yet the most challenging, but arguably the most important practice. Stress can literally cripple us. It can cause us to feel cranky, cloudy-minded, overreact in situations, and wreak havoc on our bodies and minds. It can inhibit our daily essentials like water intake, sleep quality, nutrition choices, and exercise performance. It causes weight inflammation and can prevent fat loss. Maybe that means slowing down, asking for help or support, using a calendar or schedule to be a little bit more organized. By managing your stress, you can reduce the cortisol in your body and therefore take better care of yourself. Number 2, protect your energy. The energy we focus on or give into is what we can expect more of in our life. If we're constantly talking about drama or bringing up toxic topics, that negative energy we are breathing into existence is just going to grow on us like a gnarly fungus. Nobody likes gnarly fungus. That might mean saying no to some people or situations, but remember that therefore, that means saying yes to your self-care. If you listen to my recent episode number 52 about the power of yes and no, which is the episode just before this one, you will completely understand that. When you can learn to protect your energy, you can ensure that you are truly taking care of yourself. Tip number 3 is to be more organized. Feeling like you're not organized, constantly running late, forgetting appointments, or not completing what needs to get done can make you feel stressed as fuck. Not just being organized on pen and paper with tasks and errands, but being clear on what you want and need from people, including yourself. This could look like daily journaling or doing frequent brain dumps where you just write down anything and everything on your mind at any given time. When I'm feeling overwhelmed, a good brain dump always helps me to see a little more clearly of what's important and where my wants and needs are at. Tip number 4 is to get some daily movement. And that doesn't mean you have to do strength training or be in a gym. Any kind of movement like walking, yoga, or even some dancing is so good for the body and mind. Daily movement can improve your mental health, reduce joint pain, improve blood flow, promote better digestion and bowel movement regularity, and can help with better weight management. Better yet, get the fuck outside. Soaking up a little vitamin D can help improve your mood. Natural sunlight is the best way to absorb vitamin D, so the more skin you have exposed, the more you can absorb. So that literally goes with that whole like skin to win thing. Yeah, totally with vitamin D. Tip number 5 is to shut down the screens. Our bodies and mind are being stimulated all day long with communication, conversations, what we eat, what we think and say, how we move, where we go, employment, relationships, traffic. There's seemingly a fine line between turning on Netflix to wind down at the end of the day and actually winding down at the end of the day. Even watching TV or scrolling on your phone, no matter if it's in night mode, is still stimulating your body and mind a lot more than you think. The blue light that shines through is really damaging on your eyes, and that damage cannot be reversed. Setting a limit or being aware of your screen time can reduce anxiety and improve your mindset. It can break from being sucked into mind-numbing news stories, believing dumb shit that people post on their timelines, unnecessary drama, being caught up in comparison, and overall wasted time. I guarantee there is a lot of other more beneficial things you can be doing with your time. Tip number 6 is to stop hitting snooze. One of my strong friends told me this thought process and it stuck with me. Every time you hit the snooze button, you accept self-inflicted failure. You're allowing yourself to fail first thing in the morning. We know that the first 20 minutes of your day can literally dictate how your day unfolds. So start on the right foot or the left by not hitting fail. If you're telling me that you have backup alarms in case you don't hear the first one, crank up the volume and put it away from your bedside. You'll hear it loud and clear, and you'll be forced to get out of bed and turn it off. Then you're up. Don't choose failure by going back to bed. Make your bed, start your day off with a positive and successful 20 minutes, collect those little couple of wins right at the beginning of the day, and improve your self-care. Tip number 7 is to make a gratitude list. What better way to make you feel good than to remind yourself of all the good things in your life? Even in the seemingly most trying chapters of our lives, there is always something, if you look deep enough, to be grateful for. And it can honestly be the simplest little things, like the smell of fresh coffee in the morning, finally developing a healthy wind-down routine and improving your quality of sleep, feeling organized, or being able to get the fuck outside for daily movement. Even the little action of getting out of bed the first time your alarm goes off in the morning can be a great win to celebrate. Nothing is too small if you decide it's not too small. Set the tone for positive actions and daily self-care. Because if you're not going to celebrate yourself, why would you expect others to? And last but definitely not least, point number 8 is to break the self-doubt. I feel like this stems from comparison. It could be how we were raised or what our childhood was like, or maybe from what we choose to focus on with social media, again, focusing on the negative energy, and we get sucked into this mangy hole of doubt and I'm not good enough. There is only one person who can control your thoughts. You. You choose the comparison. You choose the doubt. You choose that you're not good enough. So how can you change this? By taking action. Where are the trigger points? People, social media platforms or apps. Whatever those trigger points are, get rid of them. Worried that you might hurt someone's feelings? Okay, whose feelings are more important, yours or theirs? Whose feelings do you need to focus on first? If you're not sure about that answer, it's you. So cue the video of you putting on your own oxygen mask on the airplane. So to recap my 8 tips for self-care: stress management, protect your energy, better organization, getting some daily movement, shutting down the screens, stop hitting snooze, make a gratitude list, and break the self-doubt. You are absolutely possible of managing all these things, but it comes down to your choices. You have the power to choose, just like I said with breaking self-doubt. You choose. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I'm definitely saying that it is absolutely worth it, and I can tell you from firsthand experience. So I hope you wrote down these tips and you can begin to apply them to your life today. Don't wait until tomorrow, Monday, or next month. Start now. Start with where you are and what you have. There's not going to be a better time to start taking care of yourself, so get going. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you loved this episode, please show it by leaving a 5 taco rating and a quick little review so that I know which topics you're benefiting from. Make sure you're subscribed on here, part of my free email newsletters, and following me on Instagram @CourtneyForLife with an underscore. Until next time.